Parshas Miketz, the first pasuk, Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, and it was at the end of two full years, Uparo Cholim, and Paro had a dream, Vino Emed Al Yor, and he was standing by the river. Now we know the reason why Yosef was left in the Bor in prison for another 2 years. The Medrash says because since Yosef told the Sar HaMashkim that Kiyim Zichartani, you should please remember me, and he said it a second time, Vihizkartani El Paro, you should remember me to Paro. So since he put his trust in the Sar HaMashkim, that's why Hashem left Yosef another 2 years in prison. And that's why the Pasuk says a lashon of Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, it was the end of a complete 2 years. So the question is, why does it say Shinosayim Yomim? Yomim usually means days. Here it means a year. So what does a year have to do with days? So some of Farshim say that really this was a Yisurim, this was like a punishment back to Yosef. So Yosef HaTzadik was in the Kabbalah, accepted this punishment from Hashem, b'simcha. And to him, these 2 years were like 2 days. So that's why it says it's Lashon of Shinosayim Yomim. Really, it means 2 years, but it's a Lashon of 2 days. Now, Rashi explains the word Miketz. When it says Vayihi Miketz, Rashi says Kitargumoi, like the Targum says, Misoif, at the end. In other words, really, it's a kasha. The Pasuk just should have said Vayihi Shinosayim Yomim of Paro Cholim. It was 2 years, and then Paro dreamt. Why does it have to say Vayihi Miketz, it was the end? So Rashi explains it means Soif, the end. In other words, don't think Miketz means like in the middle, but some part, but it means no, a complete 2 years. Now the question, what is the Pasuk teaching us Vayihi Miketz? What is the adding, it was the end? And really the Medrash Rabbah says like this. And the Medrash Rabbah here brings down the Pasuk in Iyov that says Ketz Som LaChoshech. That Ketz has to do with Choshech, with the blackness, that the Medrash says that's the Yetzirah. And one shot it says is that Neku Yetzirah Min Olam Ein Oifel B'Tzamavos B'Olam. When we take away the Yetzirah from the world, then there's no more blackness. Dovracha, the Medrash says, is that Zman Nosan LeYosef Kama Shonim Yiyosav Yafele V'Beis Asurim. There was a set amount of time that Hashem put away to punish Yosef, that he has to be like in this dungeon in the prison. Kivon Shegiya Ketz, when it came the time, the end of Yosef's punishment, is Choloim Paro Choloim. That's when Paro had his dream. So what the Medrash is explaining to us is that it wasn't just a coincidence that now was the time when Paro had his dream, and now was the time when Yosef was saved and they pulled him out of the bor, but rather the opposite way, that when Hashem put Yosef into the bor, into prison, Hashem only put him there for 2 years. That was the choshech of 2 years. And now when the time was up of the Choshech, now was the time that automatically the light has to come. In other words, Hashem only put him in there for 2 years. Now that the 2 years is up, now comes the dream, means now comes the or after the Choshech. So that's what the first Pasuk is telling us. Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim. It was now the end of the 2 years that Hashem wanted to put Yosef in prison. And since the time is up, therefore, Paro now dreamt in order that Yosef should be saved. And the pshat is, like Chazal say, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is boira the refuah before the makkah. That means before Hashem punishes a Jew, he automatically creates the refuah, the healing, for the punishment. And the reason is because when Hashem punishes a Jew, he doesn't stop want to be wicked, be mean to the Jew, just to give him the punishment, but rather he wants to teach him to become good. So it's there for a purpose to make us good. So as soon as we learn from the punishment, right away the refuah, the healing is there. Here also, like Yosef had to learn a 2 year lesson, like that he had a chsar, and we'll soon talk about what he did wrong, not to have enough trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But after the 2 years are up that he learned his lesson, right away came the chaloim, came his salvation. And really, this being Shabbos Chanukah, the same thing is about Chanukah, that we spoke out the Medrash that says, The Medrash says Choshech Zeh Malchus Yovan, that the Greeks, they wanted to put Choshech into the world. Now Choshech here was saying, the Medrash says that's the Yetzirah. In other words, that Hashem punished Klal Yisrael at the times by the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, like we spoke out, because the Bach said that the Klal Yisrael was being misrashal in the Avodah. They were taking it easy. They didn't appreciate that much the Yor HaTorah that they had. So Hashem had to put in Klal Yisrael the Choshech, the Yevonim, like to take away the Yor HaTorah for a certain amount of time, that we should learn our lesson to appreciate the Yor HaTorah, to appreciate the Torah Shebapeh. But as soon as Klal Yisrael learned the lesson, when the Chashmonoyim came with Moisa Nefesh to get the Avodah back, right away Hashem made the Nes of Chanukah, that the Choshech of the Yevonim went away, and we were zeicha to keep the Or HaTorah that we have ad bizman hazeh, and like we spoke about, will keep us going up until Yemos HaMashiach, until the Mashiach will come in Mitzvah Hashem. Now when the Medrash wants to explain exactly what Yosef did wrong, what his avera was, the Medrash dashes the Pasuk in Tehillim that says, Ashrei HaGever Asher Som Hashem Eftachoi, like fortunate is the person that has bitochen, has trust in Hashem. So Chazal Darshin Ze Yosef, that he had tremendous bitochen in Hashem. Then the Pasuk says, V'loifono El Rehovim, that he did not turn to the arrogant. So the Gemara, the Medrash says, Ze Yosef, that Ayidei She'om Malasar HaMashkim Zechartani Vizkartani is Nisosef Lo Yishteshonim, that because he had trust in the Sar HaMashkin, that's why Hashem put him in prison for 2 years. So everybody asks a question on this Medrash like it's a stira from the beginning till the end. At the beginning, he wants to talk about the greatness of Yosef, that Yosef was a great Baal Bitochen. He had tremendous trust in Hashem, and that's the beginning of the Pasuk, Ashrei HaGever Asher Som Hashem Eftachoi. That's Yosef. So how come we dash and then the end of the Pasuk, V'loifon Erohovim, Pasuk means like Rishoyim, bad people, that turn to the arrogant. So the Chazal Dashin, that also goes on Yosef, like it's a stira. Was Yosef a Baal Bitochen, or wasn't he? And the Beis Halevi explains like this. Like, really, the question is, what did Yosef do wrong by putting his trust in the Sar HaMashkim? A person is supposed to make his shtadlis. He's supposed to try and do things on your own. Really, like with Darshan, the Pasuk says, V'yosafta digonecho, and the Gemara in Brochus Darshan's, Hinig ben minig derech eretz. The person has the right to go make a panosa, make a livelihood. You have a right to do some work to try and make something. So what's so wrong if Yosef went to ask somebody to help him out? So he explains like this, that really, really a person is supposed to have complete trust only in Hashem, total bitochen in Hashem, and really he doesn't have to have any ishtadlis, any of his own work. But the pshat is that not everybody is at that great madrega, and some people have to work in order to get to the madrega of bitochen. So you're allowed to be mishtad, you're allowed to do things in order to realize that at the end everything comes from Hashem. Just like we say, mitoch shelo lishmo bo lishmo, that certain times you have to do things shelo lishmo in order to come to lishmo. So therefore it explains that how much ishtadlis, how much work you have to do, is different upon each person. That the more greater the person is in trust in Hashem, the less he himself has to do. So really here by Yosef, all that he did, his own, was that he spoke to the Sar HaMashkim 2 times to please remember me. He didn't do it in action, he just did a small dibur. So if the Torah, like Hashem, was angry at Yosef for doing this, like at his great madrega, this proves how great of a Baal Bitochen he was. He was so great in the Indian of Bitochen, he had so much trust in Hashem, that at his great level, he shouldn't have even spoke to the Sar HaMashkin to ask him to help him out. Because he was at the total madrega of Bitochen to realize that everything comes only from Hashem and we can't do anything to help it out. So since the Pasuk says that Yosef did a chet by asking the Sar HaMashkim, that's the proof how great of a Baal Bitochen Yosef was. So that's Pshat on the Pasuk. Ashrei HaGever Sheyiftach Bashem. That's Yosef, that he was the greatest Baal Bitochen we have. And therefore, when he went to ask the Sar HaMashkim to help him out, just for 2 words, for that it was called an avera for him, and therefore he got put 2 years in prison. Then Rashi explains the end of the pasuk, V'ina oimed al hayor, that Paro was standing by the river. So Rashi says that the rest of the rivers were not called Yor, because only Nilus had like canals, that from Nilus the water overflowed and filled up all the canals that went into all the different lands. So in other words, the pshat is like this, that Paro now is going to have a dream about what's going to be 7 years. There's going to be plenty of food, and then it's going to be 7 years of no food. So now, how do we have food? That's if Nilus overflows and there's plenty of water, it's mashkes oretz, the things grow. And if there's no water, then it doesn't grow. So therefore, it has to start off saying that this dream was by the Yor, because what's going to be depends upon the Yor, how the flow of water will be. Then the psukim talk about the dream that Paro had, that first he dreamt that seven cows came up looking good, that Yefois Mara Uvriyos Basar, they looked healthy and good. It says about Tireno Bochu, and it says that they grazed in the grass. In other words, they were together. Then it says another seven cows came up looking very bad and skinny, and they stood next to the other cows by the Svas Hayor. Then it says, "Vatechalnu haparos royis samara v'dakas abos v'shev haparos v'yis samara v'abrios v'ikatz paro," that the skinny ones swallowed up the fat ones, and then Paro woke up. And then, it says he went back to sleep, and he had a second dream, and then again, "Sheva shibola moilas b'kornu echod," that seven stalks of corn came up, b'korn echod, with one stalk, v'rios v'toyv is looking very good. Then it says again, seven stalks came up, skinny ones, and again, the skinny ones swallowed up the good-looking ones. And then, Vayikatz Paro v'hine chalayim, and Paro woke up, and that was the dream. Now, in the Sefer Shem Shmuel, his Medayik, in the two dreams, that when it speaks about the healthy cows and about the good corns of ears, it says, Lashon of Achdus, they were together. It says, Vatireno Ba'ochu, that they grazed together. And it says, Oilus Bekona Echo, they came up in one stalk. When it talks about the weak ones, the bad cows and the bad stalks, it doesn't say they were together. And he explains, because really the Zoya says that when Toiva comes in the world, that's from Misitra the Kedusha. Comes from the Kedusha. Mashenki, when bad comes in the world, that's from Misitra the Misava, that's like from the Yetzahara, from the bad. So the pshat is like this, that how do we have Kedusha? What's the Sheris of Kedusha? That's when Klai Yisrael is together, when there's Achdus and Achva in Klai Yisrael. That's when we have Kedusha. So therefore here also, the Toiva that came down was through Achdus. Mashenken, when there's Pirud, when there's separation, that's when the Yetzara has his Koyach. Therefore the bad ones doesn't say any Achdus, they weren't together. It was only separate ones. That's how we have the Koyach of the Ra in the world. Then in Pasuk Chesed says, Vayihi v'aboiker, was first in the morning, v'tifoyim ruchai, that it bothered Paro. V'yishlach v'yikru es kol chartumei mitzrayim v'yaskoch hachameom v'yisabha paro lem es chaloyma v'yempoisu oisam l'faro. First in the morning it bothered Paro about his dream, that he went to ask around for an interpretation of the dream. And the Ramban is medayik that at the middle of the night when he dreamt it, it didn't bother him so much. It was first, like the Pasuk says, in the morning that it bothered Paro. And the Ponim Yofos explains like this, like the Gemara says that Yosef was freed, came out of the Beis Asurim on Rosh Hashanah. And the Pshat, as he says, is that at night time, that's the time that Chazal say the nations get their judgment. In other words, night time is the bad time for judgment. That's when Hashem judges the nations. Mashenken Klai Yisrael gets their din first, the first 3 hours of the day, like on Rosh Hashanah, during the first 3 hours of the day, that's when Hashem judges Klai Yisrael. So now Yosef was judged on Rosh Hashanah, and in the daytime, that's when he became freed. And this is like we said before, that Vehi Miketz Shenasayim Shana means that the reason why Paro had his dream now was because now was the time that Yosef had to be freed. It was the end of the 2 years of Cheshech, of imprisonment, that now came the time to be freed. So when was this time to be freed? By day. So therefore, that was the time that bothered Paro. At night time, it didn't bother him so much, because it wasn't the end of the 2 years yet. It wasn't the time to go out. But now, when it came in the daytime, on Rosh Hashanah in the day, This was the time that Yosef was supposed to go out free. Now it started to bother Paro in order that Yosef should be able to be freed. Then Pasuk Teset says, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin es Paro Lemor, that the Sar HaMashkin spoke to Paro, Heschatoi Ani Maskir Ayoim. Now, the question is, what does the Pasuk say, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin es Paro Lemor? It should have said that the Sar HaMashkin spoke to Paro. It should have said, Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin el Paro. What's this lashon of Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin es Paro? So the Rechaim wants to say that the Pshat is that he did not talk directly to Paro. He spoke to a messenger in between. And this other person, the Shliach, was telling it over to Paro. So that's the Sloshen of Vayedaber Sar HaMashkin es Paro, means the words were told over to Paro. But I call upon him, he said, he told over the story that we were in prison and we had a dream then. Vishomi tonu nar ivri eved lesara tabochim. That we had a dream there when we were in prison, and there was a nar, ivri, an eved, l'sar tabochim, and he explained to us our dreams. So Rashi explains when they said this lashon of nar, ivri, and eved, Rashi says, Arurim horishoyim, the rishoyim are cursed, shein toivosim shlema, when they want to do good, it's not a complete good. Now that the Sar HaMashkin wanted to do good to Yosef, to remember him to Paro, still he couldn't say a good word. He had to say a lashon of bizoyin, of nar, means shoita. He's like a fool. V'yein roi l'gdula, he's not fit to be great. Ivri means afilu l'shenenu ein makir. He's from the other side, he's a Jew, he does not know our language. Eved, why did he say he's a slave for him? To tell the Kosa B'dimuse Mitzrayim Shein Eved Moilech L'Levesh Bigdei Sorim, that it's written in their laws by the Mitzrayim that an Eved, a slave, cannot be a ruler and he cannot wear the clothing of a ruler. So in other words, even though now he was going to do something good to Yosef, but a Rosha, the Mitzias of a Rosha, is that he can't say good. Even if he tries to do good, it doesn't come out. And from this the Mashgiach HaBiruchim says that every person has to look at himself, that even though certain times you want to talk good about somebody, and it comes out, you slip, you start talking bad about somebody. So you have to be careful to see really where you're holding, that a tzaddik likes to do good, and his good is shalim. It's a complete good. Mashenken rishoyim, wicked people, even when they try and do good, it just doesn't come out. Because that's the mitzias. If they're not shalom inside them, they can't say good about other people, it never comes out shalom, a complete good. There's always some doifi, some lie, some bad mixed into it. And then Pasuk Yudalit says that Vayishlach Paro Vayikras Yosef, then Paro sent for Yosef, Vayiritzu min abor, they pulled him out from the bor, Vayigalach, they gave him a haircut, Vayichalif Simoisov, they changed his clothing, Vayovayal Paro, and he came to Paro. And Rashi explains, why did he take a haircut? So Rashi explains, Mifnei Kvoid Halmalchus, to give respect to the king. So the question is, what's the chiddush here? Pshita? Of course, he was in prison now for 2 years. He must have looked pretty bad. And now before he comes to the king, of course he has to dress up nicely and he has to take a haircut. Why does Rashi have to explain here for the Medrash Rabbah, Mifnei Kvoid HaMalchus, to give special respect to the king? Because the Teretz says, because really the Mefarshim asked the question, like we said before, that Chazal say that Yosef was freed on Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that today is Rosh Hashanah, and we know the Yavois, the Tzadikim, were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So of course Yosef was also Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. So the question is, we know you're not allowed to take a haircut on Rosh Hashanah, so how could Yosef let himself have a haircut? And that's what Rashi comes to answer, that here there was an Indian of Kovet HaMalchus. It was like a mitzvah what he was doing. And the Chassam Sofer says, like the Locher is, that Avadi, he had a goy do it. And you're allowed to have a goy, or shvus, is muta b'moka mitzvah. So here, since it was a mitzvah of Kavod HaMalchus, therefore he was allowed to have a goy, give him a haircut even on Rosh Hashanah. Agav, the reason why Yosef was freed on Rosh Hashanah, because we know the union of Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up his kingdom, Hashem is a melech, gives judgments on the world, on Rosh Hashanah, that's Malchus. Now here also, Yosef now, in his dream he had, that he was going to be the Melech. And this was the beginning now that Yosef was about to take over Mitzrayim to become like the Melech of Mitzrayim. Therefore it's good that in Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaMalchus, that's when Yosef became freed in order to start to become the Melech of Mitzrayim. Now in this Lashon of Vayiritzuhu min Habor, and they pulled him up hastily. Vayiritzuhu means very fast. So the Sepurim explains, Kederach kol tshuas Hashem. This is the way Hashem always saves the Jews. K'moy rega, in a second. K'yomar, the Pasuk says, Ki k'roiv yishuas ilovay. That the Yeshua, the salvation of Hashem, will come very close, very soon. And the same thing by Yitzias Mitzrayim, it's brought down, K'gorshim Mitzrayim, Shloi hispik b'tzeikom, Shalav v'sein l'hachmetz. That they were thrown out fast. In other words, Yeshua Shashem Kerafayin, the Pshat is like we said before, that the Yeshua, Yosef was saved now, because now was the end of the time of his punishment. Now was the end of the 2 years, so the split second, at the end of the time, when he was supposed to be freed, that came the time to be freed. So that's why Yiritzu, right now he was freed, this is the second, the end of the punishment, that it's time for him to be freed. Another pshat I saw, it talks about the godless, the greatness of Yosef. That right after Sheni, when Pyro told to Yosef what happened, that he had his dream, and please interpret it. So the Pasuk says right away in Pasuk Tezayin, Vayan Yosef. And Yosef answered as Pyro Lema saying, Bil Odoi, it's not up to me, but rather Elokim Yane Shlein Pyro. It's up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is the one that will answer Pyro. Like Rashi says, Bilodai means Ein HaChochma Mishali. The wisdom is not mine. Elo Elokim Yana Yiten Aniyah Bepi Lishlein Pyro. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will put into my mouth what interpretation of your dream is. Now this was a tremendous mila of Yosef, that here he was imprisoned for 12 years, 10 years before and his last 2 years. And all of a sudden they pulled him up hastily and they brought him in front of Pyro. So he's not much for tumult, he didn't have time to think over what he should really say to Pyro. And the first thing he answers right away is that Bilodoi Elohim Yane Shlein Pyro. This shows like how much bitochen he had in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, that the first thing that came out of his mouth, after such a hardship of 12 years, and then being driven straight to the king, the first thing he said was, not that it's up to me, like I want to be saved now, I went through such a hard time 12 years already, let me take the credit for myself. Even after such a hardship, right away he said, Elokim Yanesh Lein Paru, it's up to Hashem, not up to me. And then Yosef went to interpret the dream, and he said that what Hashem is planning to do, he's telling Paro, and the reason why he had two dreams is because it's going to happen very fast, and first there's going to be 7 years of plenty of food, and then there's going to be 7 years of famine with very scarce, no food. And it says that Vayitav Adova Bein Paro, Paro liked the dream, the interpretation, and it says, Vayoyme Paro El Avodav, and Paro told to his servants, Hanimtso koze ish. Did you ever see such a person? Asher ruach elokim boy. That he has the spirits of Hashem in him. And then the pasuk says that vayoyme paro yosef achre yodi elokim oischos. I call zois. After I see that Hashem told you exactly what's going to take place, a novoin vechochem kamoicho. There's nobody as wise and as great as you. Now we have to understand how come Paro gave over his malchus, his kingdom, like to Yosef. Like for 1 second that he saw that Yosef interpreted the dream. Like before it's brought down, the Saramashkim said he was called a Nar Ivri Eved Asaratabochim. And like Rashi said, it was in the laws of the Mitzrayim that you can't appoint an Eved for a king. And he was a Nar, he was an Ivri. So how come now all of a sudden Paro turned to Yosef to say that you're the Enovim Chochem Kamoicha, and ato tiyal beisiv yapicho yisha kolami, like a kisa yagdami mecha, that you'll be the king right now, you'll be the ruler, and everything will be done because of you, just that I'll be above you for the fact that I sit on the king, on the throne, and like Rashi says, she you currently melech, they'll just call me the king, but really I'm giving over to you now the malchus, the kingdom, that you could do what you want. Like how come Paro agreed so fast? So the Alter from Kelim says that the pshat is like the pasuk says, "Va'yomer paro lavodov hanimtzo koze ish asher ruach elokim boi." Did I ever see such a person that's like ruach elokim, means the spirit of Hashem, that he saw he was a tremendous yirei Hashem. He saw that he feared Hashem. And if somebody really fears Hashem, b'shleimus, even a guy, even paro, could realize that and realize there's something special about this person. So because of the Yiras Shemayim that Paro saw in Yosef, that's why he saw fit to point him the king. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz Tzatzal wants to say a little bit different, that the pshat is that Paro saw in Yosef that everything he was doing was like L'shem Shemayim, not for his own sake. He didn't take any credit for himself. Like right away, when Paro started to tell Yosef that he had a dream, even before he told Yosef the dream, right away, what did Paro say? What did Yosef say? Vayan Yosef es Paro lemor, bilodoy, you should know it's not mine. Elokim yaneh shleim Paro, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's going to tell me the answer. Like Rashi says, bilodai we said, ein hachochma mishali. Right away Yosef told him, it's not my chochma, I'm not taking the credit for it. And really he asked the question, like Paro was in the middle of talking to Yosef, he just started to tell Yosef, I dreamt. But he didn't tell him yet what he dreamt. And then Paro goes on to say what the dream was. So how come in the middle of Paro's talking, right away Yosef had to jump up? And it says a lashon of Vayan Yosef. And when it says lashon of Vayan, it means lashon of Aramas HaKoil. He shouted out to tell Paro right away, Bilodoy, it's not me. For what purpose did he have to do it? And the pshat is, this was Yosef's midah of Bala Novom. He was a humble person. He did not take the credit for himself. Everything he did was, like L'shem Shemayim, was for the sake of Hashem. So when Paro saw this midah, that he's not doing things for his own sake, to make things better for himself, but he means the truth, that's a person that could be a melech. A melech has to look over the arm, the nation, to know what's good for them, and not what's good for himself. So when Paro saw the midah of Anova, this midah of Bilodai, that it's not me, it's Hashem, the credit that doesn't come to me, he didn't want to take credit for the dream, and that's why he jumped, that as soon as Paro started to talk, right away he didn't want Paro to think as if, that I get the Yashakayach, I get the thanks, but right away Yosef jumped out at Vayan, he yelled out to tell Paro, it's not me, it doesn't come to me the credit, it goes to Hashem. Such a person Paro saw fit to make a king over Mitzrayim. And on this, Reb Chaim talks about that when we do mitzvahs, when we do chesed, other mitzvahs, we're not supposed to take reward for it, like take the credit for it, like wait and to be thanked for it. But rather, we do the mitzvah not for our own sake, but l'shem Hashem, l'shem Shemayim, and we don't get the credit for it. Like the Mishnah Novit says, im lo marato Torah harbe, if a person does learn a lot of Torah, is al tachzik toiv li'atzmecho. Don't give credit back to yourself. That's the reason why you were born for that purpose. So when we do the mitzvahs, it's not for us to take credit for it and to receive reward for it, but rather to do it for Hashem's sake. Like we say in davening, that kol mi she'oske mitzorcha etzibur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yishalom lehem schorim. Whoever is Isaac and does things l'shem Shemayim for the tzibur, you know who pays you back, you know who gives you credit for it, you know who gives you a thank you for it. Not from people. You're not supposed to do it for the people to thank you for it. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yishalom Lehem Schorim. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that will pay you back the schar. And not from the people here just to receive reward, that you should get the credit for it. And then the Pasuk says that Vayosa Paras Tabata Mia Yodoi Paro took off his ring. He put it onto Yosef. He put him on the special clothing. He gave him a ride on the special chariot of the king. He appointed Yosef to be the ruler like over the Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Like we said before, even though the Nar, Ivri, Eved, he was not able to have all this, but when Paro saw the tremendous midas of Yosef, he overlooked everything and appointed Yosef to be the ruler. Then it says that Vayikra Paro Shem Yosef Tzofnas Paneach, Vayitin Lo Yesosnas Bas Poitifera Koinoin Lisha. V'yetze Yosef al Eretz Mitzrayim. It says Yosef married Osnas Bas Potifera. So the Pasuk says that Pyro gave Yosef a new name. He called him Tzofnas Paneich. And Rashi says that means that Meforesh Hatzfunas. He explained the hidden things. Like here, the dream, he was the one that uncovered the hidden things. And the pshat why Pyro changed Yosef's name is, like we were saying before, that really an Eved is not allowed to be a king in Mitzrayim. So he wanted to change his name to show that he's not an Eved, but rather he's a Tzofnas Paneich. He's a special person with high spirits that can uncover the hidden. Therefore, he's fit to be our Mishnah Lemelech. And the same thing when it says, Vayiten lo yesosnas bas potifera, koyin oin leisho, that he found a good shidduch for Yosef, a choshev, a good mishpacha. Again, that people should forget that he was an Eved and to give him a big yichus now. All right, a turnover. Now Rashi explained that why was his name called Tzofnas Paneach, as if to say he could uncover the hidden. So the Sfas Emes says if that was the pshat, the Loshen should have been Paneach Tzofnas, that Paneach means he uncovers, Tzofnas the hidden. Why is his name Tzofnas Paneach, the hidden uncovered? And he wants to explain that the pshat is that the midah of Yosef was the midah of Anius, the midah of Tznius. That even though he was a great person, he hid his greatness. You couldn't tell it. Like here, Befrat, we'll talk about later that Yosef was the Mitzrayim, the Godol, the Tzaddik, and nobody knew about it. All his tzidkis was hidden from the Bnei Adam. So therefore, the pshat is the reason why he was Zeicha, to be able to have this midah of uncovering the hidden, was because he was a Tzofnas. Because he himself was hidden. Because he hid his great mindless, his greatness. That's why he was able to be a Paneach, to like uncover the hidden. So again, it's because of Tzofnas, because of his midah of Tznius, that he held in all his tzidkis, people didn't see it, couldn't realize it, therefore Paneach, he was able to have this madrega to uncover the hidden. Now again, about the shidduch that Pyro gave him, Osnas, which was the daughter of Potiphera, Kohen Oin Leisha. Now, Koyin Oin was the Pshat was, he was like the Agalach there, he was an Oved Avodah Zorah, he was the head, the chief of the Avodah Zorahs. So the question is, how could Yosef marry such a Shidduch, Yosef the Tzaddik, how could he marry such a daughter? And really, the Rabbeinu Bachaye brings down that the Medrash says like this, really Osnas was not really the daughter of Potiphera, but rather she was a Yisayma, she didn't have parents, and Potiphera raised her, and therefore the Pasuk calls her Bas Potiphera. But really, Osnas was the daughter of Dinah. Really, she was the grandchild of Yaakov Avinu. That's brought down when Shechem was Mizana with Dinah, she became pregnant, and she had Osnas. That was Dinah's daughter. And the pshat, what happened was that the brothers threw her away, that since she was Mizana with Shechem, they threw the daughter away. And Yaakov, before he let her go away, he put a kemei, he put a sign, a chain around her neck, like a necklace, and on it was written, B'lashon HaKodesh, her name. And then she was thrown down to Mitzrayim, and in Mitzrayim, nobody understood what that necklace meant, what the words were saying. Until finally now, when Yosef was looking for a shidduch, and they brought in front of him all the girls, and he saw Osnas, he saw this Lashon HaKodesh on it, and he saw that it said that Kol HaMadbik B'cho is Madbik B'Zara Sho Yaakov. That's what it said on the necklace. That whoever lives with you is living with the child of Yaakov. So when Yosef saw this, he saw that she was a Bas Yaakov Avinu, therefore he married her. Then Pasuk Nunit says, Uli Yosef Yulat Shnevonim. Yosef had two sons, Beterem Tovish Nasarov, before it came the beginning of the famine, Asha Yolda Lo Yosnas Bas Potifera Koinoin. And over here the Gemara Dashins, that when B'mokam Tsar, when there's a famine on the world, it's also B'tashma Shamita. You're not allowed to be with your wife. Therefore the Pasuk says, Beterem Tovish Nasarov, before it came the hunger years, that's when Yosef had his two children. And the pasuk says, Vayikra Yosef Hashem HaBechor Menashe. Yosef called the Bechor Menashe. Why? Ki Nashani Elokim Es Kol Amoli. Hashem made me forget all my problems. V'yeis Kol Beis Ovi, and my father's house. Then it says, V'yeishem Hashem Yikor Ephraim, his second son he called Ephraim, Ki Ephrani Elokim B'yeretzoni. That Hashem gave me plenty in the land of misery. So the name of the second son, we could understand, he's like praising Hashem, Ki Ephrani Elokim B'yeretzoni, even though here I'm lost in Mitzrayim, a land of Tomei, Tuma, still Ki Ephrani Elokim. Hashem gave me plenty, Hashem has given me a lot. But what's the pshat in the first son of the Bechori called Menashe? Why? Ki Nishani Elokim, Hashem made me forget. Es Kol Amoli, all my problems, okay. V'es Kol Beis Ovi, my father's house. Like, what's so nice about that? What's so good about that? That you're forgetting about your Beis Ovi? The Chura person has to remember his Beis Ovi, his father's house. Especially here, Yosef, he's lost in Mitzrayim. He has to remember Yaakov. So what's the pshat that I'm naming my son that Hashem made me forget as called Beis Ovi? And really the pshat could be is that Mefarshim really asked the question, like now that Yosef became the Mishneh LeMelech, the second in charge of Mitzrayim, Yosef knew he had a father, Yaakov, and Yosef knew that his father is in Tsar, a lot of pain. He knew that his father loved him. How come right away Yosef didn't send a letter to his father to say right away, Ani Yosef, I'm alive, come visit me? How come he didn't go to him? Agav, some want to say that pshat is that Yosef thought he'll lose rather than gaining. If his father will receive a letter from his son Yosef saying, I'm the king of Mitzrayim, you know what his father would think? Hoi vei, my son became the king of Mitzrayim, as if to say, if you'd hear now that your son became the prime minister in the Russia, you'd faint. So Mela was better off that Yosef did not tell his father what was going on with him. However, other Mefarshim learned that the pshat is really, this was part of the Gzeirah of Hashem, this was part of the Chalom, the dream that Yosef had, that his father, his brothers are going to come to him, Mishtachaveh, to come down to him. So since this was part of the Chalom, it was like Minash Shemayim, that Yosef like was told from Hashem, he has to right now forget about his parents, about his father at least, and wait until the Chalom will become true. So therefore, that's what Yosef is saying. Like he's explaining, he's answering himself. You know why I'm not going to my father right now? Ki Nashani Elokim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that is making me forget. He has called Amalav, he has called Beis Ovi. Hashem is the one that's making me forget right now for the while about my father until it'll come the Kiyum of the Chalom. Then the Chumash says that it took place that first they had 7 years of plenty of food, and then after Revi'i, the Pasuk says, Vatichlenu Sheva Shneha Sovom, it ended the 7 years of plenty, Asher Hoyu Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Then it says, Vatichlenu Sheva Shneha Rov. Then it started the 7 years of famine. And the Pasuk says, Nunhei Vatirav Kol Eretz Mitzrayim. Everybody in Mitzrayim was like hungry. Vayitzakom el paro lalochim, and they cried out to Paro, give us some bread. Vayoyme paro lechol Mitzrayim, and Paro answered to all the Mitzrayim, Lechu el Yosef, go to Yosef, asher yoyma lochem tasu. Whatever Yosef tells you, that's what you have to do. And Rashi explains like this, that really what happened was all the tefuah, all the grain of the Mitzrayim rotted away. And Rashi brings down that, what does it mean, asher yoyma lochem tasu, whatever Yosef tells you to do, you should do. That Yosef was going around telling all the Mitzrayim, if you want to have food, first have a bris milah. In other words, like, become a ger, become a Jew. When they came to Paro, they said, they came to complain to Paro, look at this person Yosef, he wants to make us have a bris milah. So Paro asked them, if so, why didn't you yourself or store up the food? You knew there was going to be a famine. So it says, Omrloi, they answered back, Osafno harbe v'yerkivu, because we stored up plenty, but it all rotted away. Is Omalahem, so Paro said back to them, Im kem if so, Kol ha-shayem olahem tasu, Kol ha-shayem olahem tasu, whatever Yosef tells you do, Hare gozer ala tfuah v'yerkivu, You see, he made Xera a decree that your grain should rot away. Mayim yigzor aleinu v'nomus. What's going to be for make a decree that we should die? Therefore, we have no choice, and we have to listen to Yosef, and everybody has to have a bris milah. Some of Farshim say the pshat was the Mitzrayim were afraid, like it happened with Shimon and Levi, that they told the ear of Shechem to make a bris milah, and on the third day, when they were all weak, they came and killed them all out. So the Mitzrayim were afraid that Yosef also would kill us out on the third day. So to this, Power answered back and said, don't worry. If Yosef wanted to kill you, he doesn't have to make you make the bris milah and kill you on the third day. The same way Yosef made a decree that the tefuah, your grain, should rot away, the same way he can make a decree that you would die. He doesn't have to make you make a bris milah in order to be able to kill you. So therefore, Yosef has a reason why he wants you to have the bris milah, and you have no choice but you have to listen to him. But the question is, why did Yosef want him to have a bris milah? So the Alshech explains like this. The Alshech says that the rov is nigzer upon a person because of the mazel. And the Zion Porus that he saw in the Chaloyim, that was because Neged is Zion Koich Veleches. Now, if somebody has a Milo, that's Lamala Mimazel. Therefore, by Klal Yisrael, there's no Mazel, like the Gemara in Shabbos says. So, therefore, Yosef wanted him to have a Bris Milo to take away their Mazel, the beard Klola, and therefore, maybe that would take away the Rav, and that would take away the Femin. In the Tiferes Yonison, it says Pshat, that like the Gemara in Soita says, that Habual Zoino, the Soif Bola Kikolechem. That means if somebody has a lot of znus, it's going to make him become very poor. He'll have to come on to ask other people for bread. So we know the Mitzrayim, they were shtufei zima, they had a lot of znus. Therefore, Yosef made a gzera with a shavu bris milah in order to take away the koyach of their taiva, in order maybe also the famine would go away. The Yaris Dvash learns the pshat is that Yosef knew that Klai Yisrael eventually is going to have to go into Golas Mitzrayim. So Yosef wanted the Mitzrayim now to be used to this mitzvah of milah, k'day that later when Klal Yisrael goes into Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim will not stop the Jews from making a bris milah. Like they'll be used to making a bris milah. Therefore they won't stop the Jews from making the bris milah. And Machlal, some of us learned, that's the reason why now Yosef was so nice to the Mitzrayim. Like the Pasuk says, he was the mashbir, he was mefarnes of them, he took care of them, he really looked after them. And the reason why Yosef was so nice to the Mitzrayim and helped them out so much was all for this purpose, that he knew eventually Klal Yisrael is going to have to go down to Mitzrayim. So he wanted that the Mitzrayim should be nice back to Klal Yisrael and not work with them too hard. But even so, like the Pesukim say later on, that Paro forgot about Yosef, they weren't Makitoiv, they did not do anything good back to Klal Yisrael for the sake of Yosef. Then in Perek Membeis, it starts off that Vayar Yaakov ki yesheva b'mitzroyim, that Yaakov saw there was food in Mitzroyim, v'yem Yaakov levonav lomot hisro. Like, why should everybody look at us? And Rashi brings down that, what does it mean, ro, Vayar Yaakov, what do you mean he saw? It should have been behechen ro, where did he see? He didn't see, he only heard. So Rashi says it was a ksas nevuah here, that is ro, b'yasparaktuyo, shalkodesh, shadayin yeshla sheva b'mitzroyim. There's still some hope in Mitzrayim, as even though he didn't know exactly what the Nevuah was, but this was a Ksas Nevuah, that like the Yosef is still alive in Mitzrayim. And on the end of the Pasuk of Lomet Hisro, really the Gemara and Tainas Darshins, that really Omalehem Yaakov Labonov, Al Tiru Atzmechem Kishatem Sveim, don't let like the nations, the people around us, see the way we're still satisfied. In other words, really Yaakov still had food, but he didn't want Leibifnei Esav, Leibifnei Yishmael. He didn't want like the goyim around them should have kinnah, should be jealous of Yaakov. So therefore he told his sons, like, go down to Mitzrayim now, play the game to buy some food. And really from here, the Gemara Darshins, the Halacha is brought down, that b'shat is a tainus tzibur going on, everybody's fasting. If you have some reason that you're allowed to eat, you don't have to fast. But I call upon him in front of the other people, you should not eat. Like, don't make the other people jealous, like, don't give the other people tsar that you're eating and they're not eating. Like, you see this mitzvah from Yaakov here, even though he had what to eat, he didn't want the other people to be jealous of him, as if to say, I have and you don't have. Then it says that, Vayerdu Ache Yosef Hasoro, the 10 brothers of Yosef went down, Lishbor Bor Mimitzroyim, to buy the food for in Mitzroyim. So it says, Loshin of Ache Yosef, it doesn't say the 10 Bnei Yaakov. So Rashi says, what does it say, Acha Yosef? It says, Melamed, Shehoyu mischartim b'michirosei. They already had charota. They felt bad that they sold him. V'nosno libom lisnagim b'yachva. They had in mind now to be like a brother to Yosef. V'livdoise b'chomom shiyivsku aleihim. Any money that they would have to pay, they're willing to pay to free him. And then Pasuk Dalet says that v'yes binyam menache Yosef loy sholach Yaakov esochiv kiyoma pen yikrenu osin. That Binyamin, Yaakov Avinu, did not want to send because he was afraid maybe a mischief would happen to him. So Rashi brings down, Uvaboyis lo yikrenu, like a mischief, and Nosan could happen, minah shemayim, even in the house also. So why was Yaakov afraid to send him? So Rashi brings down from the Medrash that Omer Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, Mikan shehasotan mikantrein b'shas asakona. When a person is in danger, you're going through a dangerous road, you're on a road, there it's more likely for the Satan to be mekatreg, to make a mischief happen. So therefore he was afraid not to send them on the road, to send them away, that an osun should not happen. Then Pasuk Vav, V'yosef hu ha-shalit al-oretz, Yosef, he was the governor over the land, hu ha-mashpir l'chol ha-moretz. He was the one that sold the grain to all the people. Then it says, V'yavoyu acha Yosef v'yishtach v'lo ya'payim oretzom. And the brothers bow down to Yosef. And right away, the next pasuk says that Vayar Yosef es Ochov Vayakirim. Yosef saw his brothers and recognized them. And right away, Vayisnakar Alein Madabritam Koshus. He changed his mood right away and he spoke to them very harsh. Vayomer Aleihem, Meyayim Bosem, where are you coming from? Vayomer Meretz Kenan Lish Baroichel. They answered back, we're coming from Meretz Kenan, plus that we came to buy food. And again, the pasuk says that Vayakir Yosef es Echov v'heim lo yikiru, that Yosef recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Shirashi explains how did Yosef recognize them? Lefi shenichom chasu mezokin, because when he left, they already had beards. V'heim lo yikiru shiyotzu mietzlam b'lo yichasin mezokin, because when Yosef left them, he was so young he didn't have a beard yet. V'yach shebo v'chasin mezokin. Now Yosef had a beard already, so therefore they did not recognize Yosef. And then Rashi brings down from the Medrash Agoda that says that Vayaki Yosef Esechov means Kishenimsru Biyodoi Hikur Shem Echov Vericham Aleihem. Like now when the brothers are given over to the hands of Yosef, Vericham Aleihem, he had Rachmonis, he had mercy upon them. But Vehem Loi Kiru means that Kishenof of Biyodom, when Yosef fell into the hands of his brother, Linik Bayachva, they did not show brothership, they did not show mercy upon Yosef. So who the second shot is better? Because really it's a kasha, why does the Pasuk repeat itself? It already said one time in Pasuk Zayin that Vayar Yosef es Echov Vayakirim, that he recognized his brothers. So why doesn't Pasuk Ches repeat it again, Vayakir Yosef es Echov? Why does it repeat itself again? So this Medrash is good. But the second pasuk is saying that Yosef recognized them means he had rachmanis on them now. He has mercy upon them, even though they did not have upon him. Now in this Sefer Teres Chaim, he asked the kash really on the Gemara and Ksubis, like how come Yosef recognized them? It says that when they left, they had a beard. But really we know Yaakov Avinu had all his 12 shvatim kamat in 7 years that he's working by Lavan. So it comes out that Yisachar and Zvulun wasn't too much older than Yosef, maybe a year older than him. So if so, when Yosef left, just like Yosef didn't have a beard, Luchuruadin, Zvulun, and Yisachar also didn't have a beard. So how come Yosef recognized them and they didn't recognize Yosef? So he wants to answer, the main thing the Gemara means to say is that they did not recognize Yosef because Yosef left without a beard, and now he had a beard, therefore they couldn't recognize him. Mashenkin, the fact that Yosef recognized his brothers, really the Medrash says, and that's the pshat, that Yosef was the Yosef hu ha-shalit, he was the governor over the land, and hu ha-mashbir l'chol ha-moritz, he made special laws, Yosef, about giving out the food, that everybody has to come in front of him, and also whoever wants to get food has to write down his name and his father's name. So really when Yosef got a list of all the people coming in by the names and the father's names, he saw a whole list of Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben Yaakov, Levi ben Yaakov. So he automatically knew that these were his brothers. Another question they ask is that how come the brothers didn't recognize Yosef Rashi brought down before that Yosef had the same diukin as his father, that Yosef looked just like Yaakov Avinu. So the same way they knew how their father looked, how come they didn't recognize Yosef by seeing him look the same way his father looked? They want to answer that he looked the same way his father meant that he now, let's say, is 33 years old. So the same way Yaakov Avinu looked at 33, that's the way Yosef now looked also at 33. So the pshat is the brothers didn't recognize the father. They didn't know the father yet. Yaakov first gave birth to them when he was like 80 already, in his 80s. So therefore, the brothers also did not know how their father looked when he was 33. Therefore, they're not able to recognize Yosef now. Now, when Rashi's pshat, when he brings down from the Medrash, that it says that Vayakir Yosef, in the second pasuk, what it means to say is that Yosef is Vrichem Aleim. Yosef had Rachmonis, had mercy upon his brothers. But the question is, in these psukim, we don't see him having any Rachmonis right now. Just the opposite. The pasuk says, Vayidabaritem Koshas. He spoke very harsh to his brothers. He made himself like a stranger, and he spoke very rough to them. And right away he starts saying that Vayomer Elov, he said to them, Raglamatem, your spies. Lira says, Eretz Haaretz Bosem, you come to look over the land. And the whole machlekes said, he answered back, Lo Yadoni Vavadecho, Bo Lish Bereicho, we're only coming to buy food. And he started to say, Klona Bnei Yeshechod. Then Yosef said, no, you are spies. So where do we see here that Yosef had Rachmanis upon his brothers? So in the Sefer Kedusha Salevi, he wants to explain like this. Like really, the pasuk right away says that Vayiskar Yosef es achalimus, that Yosef remembered his dreams as shecholam lehem. In other words, now it's coming true. The first dream that the brothers came down to Mitzrayim and they have to buy food, and they came down, they bowed down to Yosef. So really, what Yosef should have done now to take Reuel Nekama, Adarav, he should have told him, you should know, I'm Yosef. He should have right now told them, I'm your brother Yosef. Look, that the dreams are true. But Yosef had Rachmanis upon his brothers, and he didn't want to put them to shame right now. He didn't want to give them this big embarrassment to show them right now when they're bowing down that the dreams are true. So therefore, Yosef, because he had Rachmanis on them, because he had mercy upon them, not to embarrass them, not to give them this tremendous pain, therefore it's Vayisnaker Aleihem Vayadabritam Koshes. That's why right now we talk to them harsh. But it's only because really he loved them, because he had this Achva, he had this Rachmanis upon them. Reb Chaim Sholevit Tzal wants to explain a little bit differently, and that this shows here really the midah of Shleimus of Yosef HaTzadik. The Bechla, we know Yosef is called Yisoid Olam. Yosef was a tremendous Tzadik, that he held back his taivus. Like the Pasha before, last week's Pasha, with Eshes Potipharah, the way she wanted to live with him, and Mamish, she was a tremendous taiv he also had, and he was able to be Mezgarba to hold himself back. In other words, even though his taiva, his desires told him to do one way, he was able to be a shalat, to be a ruler over his taivas, and he did what a seichel told him. Seichel told him, it's not right, don't do it, and he stopped it. Now here also, Yosef had a tremendous amount of gevura over his midas, that really now, when Yosef saw his dream is coming true, what should have entered his mind is now to take nekama. That's the first thing that enters your mind. Here my brothers were laughing at the dreams that I had, they thought it's sheker, it's false, and they sold me, they did such bad things to me, and now when the dreams become true, Yosef should have thought right now to take Nekama. You see, I'm right, the midah of Nekama, of taking revenge, should have been in him. That's what the Medrash means to say, that whatever Yosef is doing from now on, until eventually he's going to tell them, Ani Yosef, is only for their sake, to make them do tshuva shleima. Like they weren't at the Madregi yet, they were doing tshuva shleima, really feeling bad for all the averas they did so far of selling Yosef. But Yosef's kavona, his intentions now, of giving the brothers a hard time, was not at all for the sake of Nekama. That's what the Medrash is saying. He showed Achva and Verichem Aleim. He had Rachmanis, he had mercy upon them. What type of mercy? That what he's doing now was for their own sake. In order to be machzor them, that they should come to the matzav to do tshuva shleima, therefore he still had to go through these last few acts until he'll be able to be megala to tell them who he was. And then the pasuk says that Vayomer Aleihem Meraglim Atem. Yosef called them Meraglim. Leroy says Erevasaretz Bosem. They're coming to look over the land. They are spies and they're coming to look over the land. So Rashi says Erevasaretz means Giluaretz Mehechani Nechli Kovish. Where is it easy to capture the land? In other words, there are two different things here. First of all, meragla means they are spies, means they want to find out about the army, how the information, how the army, how they go to fight. Secondly, lira seserva sorts means when we want to know where is an easy land to conquer, where is it easy to make the ambush. So really, there are two different inyanim here. And the brothers answered back and said, "Lo yadoni v'avdecho bolish baroicho." No, we just came to buy food. Kulanu b'nei yishechot nochnu. We're all the children of one father. No, it's not true. We're not meraglim. The question is, how does this answer the question by saying kulanu b'nei yishechot nochnu? What does that help to make you not called meraglim? And the pshat is that one of the reasons why Yosef said they were meraglim was he questioned them that how come all 10 of you came in at 10 different gates. That's the way meraglim spies come in to look all over the land. So they answered back, no, the reason why we came in 10 different shorim, 10 different gates, was because really we're all brothers. And our father told us that when we come into Mitzrayim that there should not be an ayin hara upon us, that we should all go in separate gates. So that's what they answered back, that since we're all b'nei yish echod nachnu, there's no question why we came in at different gates. But still it didn't help that Yosef still said, meraglim atem. The Mefarshim speak out the reason why Yosef had this kind of meraglim was because he did not want the brothers to go investigate too much about the shalat, about the governor, about what's going on, because he was afraid then they'll find out who he is, that he was Yosef. So therefore, right away he put them, like, on the side. They have to defense themselves and not to go ask questions, who is the governor and what's going on here, until finally they'll be able to find out who and where Yosef is. So finally Yosef told them that you're going to have to bring down your younger brother to me, and he says that I'm going to put, let's wait 3 days. And then Yosef said him the third day that if it's true what you're saying, yes, I'm going to put away. One brother will stay here in prison and all you go home and come back then with your younger brother, and then I'll let you all go home. And then Pasach Chafalev, the brother said, Vayomru ish el ochiv. Avol Hashemim anachnu, alochinu asherinu tzoras nafshoi bizchananoi eleinu v'loi shemonu, alkein bo eleinu hatzor hazois. In other words, the brothers now are saying Avol Hashemim means that we are guilty concerning our brothers, that we saw the distress of his soul, and we didn't take care of him, we didn't hear to him. And therefore, alkein bo eleinu hatzor hazois. Therefore, this distress is coming upon us. And then the Pasuk says that Vayan Ruven Oysam Lemur, and Ruven answered them saying, Halo Yomart Yalechem, didn't I tell you Lemur, Al Techtu Vayelad, don't like sin against a child. Volo Shematem, you didn't listen to me, Vigam Doma Hine Nidrash. Like we're responsible for his blood. And Rashi brings down that Vigam Doma means Essen, Vigam Ribuyim Doma, Vigam Dama Zokin. We're also responsible for our father that he had so much pain all these years. So really now is the first time the brothers really have charoto and are really admitting that they did something wrong, avol ashemim anachnu, like we are guilty for what we did to our brothers. The question is, Mefarshim asked, like, how come now they woke up? It's been 22 years now that they saw their father in pain all this time, and all this time they didn't wake up. They didn't feel they did something wrong. And really, like Chazal Dashin, it says before that vayomer aleihem nelcho doisono. And Chazal Darshin sheyoshvu b'din ladoinu imamachuyiv misor eloi, that the brothers sat down to paskenoi seshaila din Torah, is Yosef mechuyiv misanat. And it says ukeshagomru as dinu lemisa, and after they paskenoi seshaila apidin that Yosef was mechuyiv misa, the pasuk says vayeshvu lechol lechem, they went to eat bread. And because that's halacha in the Gemara Sanhedrin says that when Bezdin is paskening the shaila of misa, they're not supposed to eat that day. But after they finished the psak, then they were allowed to eat. So really, when the brothers were gozer upon Yosef to kill him, it was a psak din. And really, at the Medrash, the Ton of the Rebbe Lezit says, Rashi brings down that they made a cherim that nobody's allowed to tell the father exactly what happened. And it says, the even mishtatav HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the cherim, that's why nobody for the last 22 years has told Yaakov exactly what happened. So really, as far as the brothers were concerned, up until now, they still felt that they did the right thing. So the question is, how come now, all of a sudden, when they got into a little trouble here with Yosef, that saying they're meraglim, How come now they woke up and now they did tshuva, now they agreed they were guilty, they did something wrong? And we once spoke out before in last parsha, what the B'chaim Shalevitz Asal explains, the Indian of when Hashem gives a punishment of midah keneged midah. Like really the Rashbam over here in this pasuk of Hatzorah Hazoi says that midah keneged midah, that anachnu heshlachnu bebor, we threw Yosef into the bor, v'nianachnu nesorim bebor ashvi, and now we are being put into prison. So now this punishment that one of the brothers were put into prison, this is a midah keneged midah, now they realize what they did was wrong. In other words, when Hashem, we spoke out, gives a punishment, the punishment always is midah keneged midah. The same way what you did, that's the way you get your punishment back. And the purpose is that we're supposed to learn out from the punishment what we did wrong. So now that they saw they were getting punished, now's the first time they really realize that they were getting, being that they did something wrong. And the Kli Yoker, now the Kli Yoker explains, really they did two things wrong. And that's why we need two psukim here. The first pasuk says, "Avol Hashem anachnu alachinu asherinu tzaras nafshei," that we saw the way our brother was in such, had such distress, and we didn't have any rachmanis, any mercy upon him. That's what we did wrong. In other words, they still held maybe the chiyuv misa was mechuyuv misa, but they felt they didn't act nice to him. That's why the tzara, that's why now this Yosef, that he's complaining that we're meraglim, and really we know we're not. He's not listening to us. So when they saw that he was, they were acting back to him harshly, they realized they acted not nice to the brothers. Then Reuven said, the second pasuk says, "V'yan Reuven asum lemer lo yamati lechem lemer atechto b'yal lo shematim gamdomi hina nidrash." Means that Reuven tying it back. Not only are we wrong that we didn't act nice to Yosef, but the second thing is he didn't deserve to be killed either. And that's why now Yosef is saying that if we don't come back with our younger brother, we'll be killed. That's the second thing we learn out from this midah keneged midah. That he's treating us very harshly now and he wants to kill us. That the two things we did wrong to our brother, we treated him harshly and we also wanted to kill him. For both things we have to do true, but both things we did wrong. And that's this midah keneged. Parshas Miketz. The first pasuk, Vayihi Miketz Shinosayim Yomim, and it was at the end of